are spiritual warfare and demon possession only found in the time of Jesus and the apostles? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is I Am Not Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. I Am Not Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, 1-800-325-3040. You know, we talk to a lot of people, and we cover a lot of subjects here on Issues Etc. in the course of any given broadcast week. We do about, well, exactly 10 hours, if not more, of live radio every week. And that means a lot of guests, a lot of topics. And after the course of a week, it usually adds up to sound bites. That is, those little bits, those little moment, radio moments that we listen for so that we can bring them to you at the end of the week, the kind of encapsulate what an interview is all about, or bring a new insight, or let the guest shine with some of their, well, sometimes it's witty, sometimes it's sad. Sometimes we include something that we know our listeners will probably completely disagree with. That's what goes into making Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. From our end, we gather these soundbites and then we play them. Your side of the equation is, well, right now, simply to listen to the four soundbites that we have laid before you here on this Friday. We'll play them one at a time. You can listen to them. And then you give us a call. You send us an email. We'll get them right here in real time. You go to our Facebook fan page or you send us a tweet. And you vote for one of these soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, we want to know why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, but your reasons are your own. You can agree with it, disagree with it. You can find it remarkable, something you want to hear again, something you never want to hear again. All those reasons are legitimate. Just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state, please. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to leave your vote. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. We were talking with him about whether we could reduce Christianity to just love. Here he is commenting on when Christianity is turned into whatever I happen to be good at.
In the preaching that you hear from your pastors, and when a pastor preaches, this is the example of what it means to live a righteous life, is your pastor's description of that righteous man, does it sound like Jesus, or does it sound like your pastor? And if it sounds like your pastor, that's probably a huge problem. And I think you're entirely right when you said this is kind of what you see in a guy like Joel Osteen. And you'll see this even in particular when Joel Osteen talks about theology. And he'll basically say, yeah, I'm not a theologian. I don't understand the theology of it, is a phrase that he'll utter all the time. So it's basically an acknowledgement, I don't get this stuff. I'm not good at this stuff. This thing of understanding the nature of Christ, understanding the nature of justification, if he's even that familiar with the term, there's kind of a full and ready acknowledgement, yeah, I'm not good at that stuff, but this is the stuff I'm really good at. I'm really good at being a positive person, having a very positive outlook on life, and ever so conveniently, that's what the whole Christian faith is about. So yeah, in all of this, you just see people taking whatever we say we're awesome at, and then we turn that into, this is the exemplary Christian. This is the kind of Christian you should be.
That's Pastor Hans Feeney, soundbite number one, when Christianity is whatever I happen to be good at. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Cornelius Platinga. What is missing from much of preaching?
It used to be that we heard at least as much about God's holiness as about God's love. God's holiness is God's terrifying moral purity, God's apartness from human evil. In the scriptures, you know, there are passages in which the priests have to back away from the altar because God is glowing too hot that day, a sense that God is unapproachable in light, that we would be like a moth in a flame if we got too close to God. That whole sense that meeting God would be less like coffee with a friend and more like getting electrocuted, that whole sense of God's holiness has largely evaporated. I think I haven't heard it in church probably in 25 or 30 years. But it's there in Scripture, and it's one of the reasons that sinners need to confess sin to a God who sees right through us, and it's largely gone.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Cornelius Platinga. What's missing from preaching? Should it be soundbite of the week? Your vote will decide. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday, May the 2nd, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote for soundbite number two by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Scott Adel. He was here in the studio. Here he's talking about, this sounds interesting, about how the Old Testament pulls its punches.
Abraham is told to take his son, his only son, his beloved son, and go sacrifice him. The Old Testament always pulls its punches, though. Isaac actually isn't sacrificed. Abraham ties him up, gets out the knife, and then God stays his hand and provides a ram for the sacrifice. The entire Jewish worship service and at the temple is set up around sacrifice. The writer of the Hebrews says, hey, none of those actually atoned for sins. All of those had to be done repeatedly, even by the high priest. And so they were not perfect. They did not take away sins. We need a sacrifice, but it can't be bulls or sheep. It has to be a perfect man to be the perfect sacrifice for the sins of humanity. We need a high priest who is perfect, who offers the perfect sacrifice, and who is the perfect mediator between us and the Father. And so all of these point forward to a time when God doesn't pull his punches. And then the Son, the only Son, the beloved Son, the hand isn't stayed. He is killed, and he is the perfect sacrifice for our sins.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Scott Adel. The Old Testament pulls its punches. If you wanted to be soundbite of the week, you got to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because this is the last soundbite we're going to play for you, and then the rest of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is your votes that decide which one will be the soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Here he is responding to a recent interview that we did with Bart Ehrman. We hear first from Ehrman and then from Montgomery.
There's a difference between what the historical Jesus actually said and what the Gospels say he said. This is just part of scholarship, is realizing that the Gospels are portraying Jesus in light of their own views about him. And to understand what the historical Jesus was really like, we have to get behind the Gospels to establish what Jesus himself said.
If one accepts the higher criticism of the Bible without any manuscript sources to back that up, and if one combines that with an anti-miraculous metaphysic, then one, of course, cannot go along with the picture of Jesus that is presented in these documents. And therefore, one does just the opposite of the careful historical examination or a careful historical treatment of the issue. What one does is to disregard the historical facts and substitute philosophical ideology that, because one feels uncomfortable with the material as it stands, one has simply got to get behind the material somehow and develop a picture of Jesus which is more accommodating to one's belief system.
That was soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to Bart Ehrman on getting behind the Gospels. Now, it's time for you to pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. There are four ways for you to do it. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send your vote to us via Twitter at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your chance to win the LPR Vendor Package right after this. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter sermon and a sermon on the prophet Job preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of two of Todd's sermons.
In Higher Things, we believe that if you put good Christ crucified for you Lutheranism into a youth, you'll get a good Christ crucified for you Lutheran youth. Join us this July at the Higher Things Crucified Youth Conferences in Florida, Wisconsin, Utah. Check us out at www.higherthings.org. Higherthings.org. Dare your youth to be Lutherans this summer.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Listening to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon. It's the 2nd of May. Time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. You can go to our Facebook fan page right now and vote there. We get those in real time. Please include your city and state. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us an email right here in the studio. That's talkback@IssuesETC.org, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or send us a tweet. We can get those as well, at IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote gets the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad, and the only way to get the LPR bundle package is to be the best vote during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week or to come by and visit us. And since no one's visiting us right now, we will give it away to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney on Christianity is whatever I'm good at? Soundbite number two, Dr. Cornelius Platinga, what's missing from much preaching? Soundbite number three, Pastor Scott Adel, the Old Testament pulls its punches. Or soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to our recent interview with Bart Ehrman. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC. In Altamont, Illinois, Scott is waiting on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm going to vote for Hans Feeney's soundbite. And a while back, Todd, you wrote in the Issues Etc. journal about legalism and license being two sides of the same coin. Pastor Feeney is describing exactly what you described in that article, the smugness that can come from the preaching of the law. Some people hearing that law are going to sing with Lancelot in the Lerner and Lowe Camelot musical. I've never strayed from all I believe. I'm blessed with an iron will. Had I been made the partner of Eve, we'd be in Eden still. On the other end, of course, is the despair that you'd never keep the law. The cure is hearing the gospel, that Christ died for sinners and you qualified, not that I'm doing well and you can too.
Scott, thank you very much. He even had an answer that, I'm quoting show tunes. Thanks for listening in Altamont, Illinois. Let's see what Cheryl has to say. She listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for Dr. Wart Montgomery's quote concerning Bart Ehrman. Because of what it says in Hebrews 1, long ago at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. And again, it says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And Bart Ehrman has hardened his heart, and I don't want to hear him talking. I want to hear Dr. Wart Montgomery. So.
Cheryl, thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Smartest listeners in radio, as I often say. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote and your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Eric listens in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. That is beautiful country down there. And from Tennessee, he says he votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney, when Christianity is whatever I'm good at. He says, wow, what a quote. This should be considered for soundbite of the year. It so describes Christianity in our airwaves today, unfortunately, says Eric in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Well, to make it soundbite of the year, it's got to have the most votes. So that's really a function of the listeners here. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Thanks for listening in Tennessee, Eric. Nathan listens in St. Cloud, Minnesota, also voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney. His article and interview were great because it just was geared toward all Christians and not just Lutherans. Many times, pastors get too crazy with theology, which can go over a layman's head. Simple explanation and Christ crucified for sinners, good stuff. That's why we're here, Nathan, and thanks for listening in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Sean listens down in San Antonio, Texas, my home state. He says, I vote for Dr. Cornelius Platinga's clip. He accurately describes a big problem in most churches these days in that the Christ the pastor preaches about looks more like the pastor than as described in the Bible. If more people actually knew what the Bible says about Christ, a lot of church issues in the church wouldn't exist. Sean, thanks for listening in Texas. In Michigan, Pat says, I vote for soundbite number two. That's Dr. Cornelius Platinga on what's missing from much preaching. Pat says, so much of what is missing from the pulpit today, like Dr. Platinga said, no one goes to church to hear that they are poor, miserable sinners anymore, do they? Well, some do. Pat, thanks for listening in Michigan. Karen listens in Riverton, Wyoming. Karen says, my vote is for Dr. Cornelius Platinga. He shows the law. When a person thinks he is on par with God, he has broken the first commandment. The gospel cannot work if a person does not know that he has broken the law. Dr. Platinga hit the nail on the head. Jan in Monticello, Illinois, votes for soundbite number three, Pastor Scott Adel. The Old Testament always pulls its punches. It pulls its punches from beginning, where we see the Trinity and creation of the world, in Genesis 3, where we see the fall of man and the promise of our Savior, the perfect sacrifice. The pre-incarnate Savior visits the Father of God's people to go through what the Father of the universe will do for all sinful men. The punches it pulls for us in all the ways that the Israelites fall from God's will and their need for the Messiah to come, and all that prophecy points to Jesus and what he would do for us on the cross. All the punches pull us to Jesus. Very interesting way of saying it, Jan. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Marla says, wow, four good ones. Number four is dangerous because it's bringing so many souls into false doctrine. But number three is my vote because it's true within our own church body. That's scary, too. Our belief in Christ as God and Savior should indeed cause us awe as we worship a being so powerful that we cannot imagine him. As we are in his magnificent presence, how can we truly worship without awe? Our worship has become just another thing we do during the week, she says. And the mega churches with their big screens and rock music are missing the point in one very, very, in every direction. And I fear that we're missing another. Finally, David in Colorado says, I'm with Dr. Montgomery. What I think of Dr. Ehrman when he talks about getting behind the gospel is the Wizard of Oz booming out that we shouldn't suspect subterfuge. No, thank you. I will look at the gospels as they are written. Thank you. The winner this week, according to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number two, it's Dr. Cornelius Platinga. What's missing from much preaching?
It used to be that we heard at least as much about God's holiness as about God's love. God's holiness is God's terrifying moral purity, God's apartness from human evil. In the scriptures, you know, there are passages in which the priests have to back away from the altar because God is glowing too hot that day, a sense that God is unapproachable in light, that we would be like a moth in a flame if we got too close to God. That whole sense that meeting God would be less like coffee with a friend and more like getting electrocuted, that whole sense of God's holiness has largely evaporated. I think I haven't heard it in church probably in 25 or 30 years. But it's there in Scripture, and it's one of the reasons that sinners need to confess sin to a God who sees right through us, and it's largely gone.
All right, that's the winner for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's soundbite number two, Dr. Cornelius Platinga. What's missing from much preaching? Let's see, the LPR bundle package is going to go to Sean in San Antonio. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Sean, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. For any size donation during the Easter season, we'd be happy to send you a CD of sermons that I've preached on the resurrection of Jesus and on the Old Testament book of Job. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, make that check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind during the 50 days of Easter. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Dr. John Bombaro about the exclusive claims of Jesus Christ, as is often called the scandal of particularity. We'll discuss media ecology for the family. Dr. T. David Gordon will be our guest. That promises to be a great interview. And Pastor Tom Baker will lead us in a Sunday school lesson of Peter and John healing a lame man in Acts chapter 3. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.